Chapter 8, Religious and Ethnic Landscapes. My first point of analysis is in the first paragraph where it states, religion is intertwined with all other aspects of history and geography because compared to other aspects of culture, it is relatively resonant to decay over time and distance, which is important because it will help geographers and people who study history learn more about culture, past religions, and people. Another point I have was in regional patterns in the U.S. religion, which states, the distribution of ethnic and religious groups in the U.S. reflects historical patterns, which is important because it will help us discover where the religious and ethnic groups in the U.S. originated from. I can connect to the paragraph about Judaism because one of my mom's closest friends is Jewish, and she has told me a lot of stuff about her religion that we don't do in Christianity. And I believe that everyone should learn about different religions and see our world's diversity. I can compare the part where it talks about Nazis, the Holocaust, and religious persecution to 8th grade English when we studied the Holocaust and we read the Diary of Anne Frank. If I were to create a book cover for this chapter, it would have the title in the middle, and then around the title, it would have different symbols for different religions. And a catchphrase that I have made is, be proud of who you are, your religion, your ethnicity, and heritage.